Thank you for calling Gill's Printing and Promotional Products, your digital, print, and mail professionals. If you know the extension of the party you're trying to reach, press the star key now.
Please dial the extension number. Press the star key to start over. We will now connect you.
Hello. Hi, this is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. This is Victor?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Victor. Sorry I missed your call. But thanks for getting back to me.
Oh, that's all right, Nick. That's all right. I don't know much about your bank, but, you know, like I said in my voicemail, timing sometimes can be everything. So, we've had a local bank here. We kind of restructured the company about three, four years ago after the big downturn in the economy, and printing's always, it's been terrible economics. But anyway, we restructured and we got a, you know, traditional line of credit, and we used, you know, when then we increased it, and we used some of it for equipment repairs and capital and some of that along the way. And now we're at a point, we want to term out, it's around $500,000, and we'd like to term out part of it and then see how we could do a working line of credit for the other portion of it. You know, it's not a bunch of money, but, you know, we have about a small loan left on one press. I think we got about four more payments, probably about $18,000 bucks, and then everything will be free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably have, you know, I would say easily, you know, $1 million plus in equipment.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had it appraised or anything like that, but so I don't know if that is something that you have, your bank is interested in, that type of structure, or.
So I just want to get a little clarification. So the line of credit is $500,000, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you have it maxed out?
Well, no. I think we're about almost 465 or 75, something
okay.
like that.
Okay. And so for part of it, you're looking to put part of it on a term loan so you can get it paid off?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. How much would you like to put on the term?
I'd say at least half.
Okay.
And we do roughly $5 million a year in sales. So, you know, to facilitate, you know, our receivables and, you know, and then ongoing inventory and, you know, things of that nature, that's what we need to facilitate. Yeah, that's what we'd be using the other to facilitate.
Okay, so are you looking just to... really just trying to clean it up and just get it paid off? Is that the idea? Trying to just restructure that line of credit balance? Or?
We could do one of two things, okay? Do more on the term and then maybe give us a little bit of breathing room and maybe term the whole thing out and then give us a, you know, maybe $150,000 line. Since we really haven't, you know, advanced it anymore, and we're not really paying it down any, so we're kind of stagnant right there. But there's could be some other opportunities for us if we did have, you know, discounts or we do a lot of promotional products with very good margins, And in the promotional products world, everything is half down, balance when they ship, or all prepaid. So we have a lot of cash tied up in prepaid promotional products. And, you know, we buy shirts for, you know, 500 embroidered shirts. We got to buy the shirts, and we got to pay for the embroiderer, and then we got to bill them and wait 30 days for our money. So that
right.
that kind of would help facilitate if we had some additional cash for that.
Okay, right, because you broker out all the promotional items.
Yeah, right, mm-hmm. right.
Right. And I got you. I'm a little familiar with the printing business. So.
Are you?
Yeah,
oh,
somewhat.
Good.
Yeah, just unusual, like just a coincidence. But I'm familiar with actually a company back east, and that's exactly how they do it. They've been around 42 years, huge printing business, but they still broker out all the promotional items because, you know, whatever you're getting, you know, whatever it is, you know, could be from China or whatever, like the stress
right.
balls and stuff.
Yeah,
like
we do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly.
We just picked up the largest. Believe this or not, I never thought I'd be doing this, but the largest mortuary in the county here, and we're doing actually, you know, cut out for their headstones, and we're doing banners, and we're doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, crazy stuff for, you know, mortuary, and it's. I never thought they would use this kind of stuff, but celebration of life.
Right?
They're buying, they're buying golf ball sleeves, and they're buying, you know, baseball mm-hmm. bats, and they're buying, you know. So you have a celebration of life. It's whatever, you know, whatever you want to celebrate in your life for a sport or your mm-hmm. hobby or whatever. They want to have. We're doing actually a menu of all these things that they can pick. Regarding whatever, you know, sport or whatever, you can pick off the menu to do with the celebration of life. I mean,
yeah, you know where that's
like,
really
wow.
big is the South.
Yeah.
You get where they have really big funerals down South.
Yeah,
and some printing companies are making a killing because there's some funeral parlors or funeral home mortuaries such that have. They have these relationships with these printers where there will be, you know, because when people do their own pamphlets and stuff for funerals, obviously they're garbage, right? They get them done at Kinko's or whatever, and it's terrible. So these printers have, these larger printers have teamed up with these funeral homes, and they've got it so quick now that they're doing really great things. Just like what you're talking about, but huge
yeah.
down South, you know, of course, Georgia and Mississippi and things like that. So
that's what we just got into talking to them about. You know, they have these templates. You've seen them, and it's just crappy. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's got a psalm on it, and it's got a psalm, and it's got, you know, and they're like these people that do the salespeople. They go, yeah, we give them these 4 or 5 templates they can pick from. And they go,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, we don't want to be in the middle of handling all this and, you know, the work and everything and getting them to meet with the family to get the pictures and all that. We said, no, you just give it to us and we'll pay you a commission. You
yeah.
refer them to us direct. They come over here. We do it. And then we give you a 15% commission on everything that we do.
Yeah, because
and,
when they did it on their own, there's nothing. There's no keepsake. It's gone the day the funeral's over, and then if you do something for them, it's there forever, right? Whether it's
yeah,
a scrapbook
exactly.
or
and then
sort
if
of
they
memory.
Want,
yeah.
yeah, and then if they want another copy of it, we do it, you know, digitally. We can just, you know, print it off and give them 5 more copies, or, you know, done. I mean, I don't know how many people would actually ask that service, but I mean, we're doing all these promotional products for them, and it's bizarre. I'm going like, wow. And we just
yeah.
dropped off 4 banners this afternoon, and she says, oh, by the way, how are we doing on my menus? I looked at the sales rep. I said, menus? He goes, yeah, all that promotional stuff. They want to have a menu they can pick, golf ball sleeves, baseball bats, you know, whatever, that they can have their salespeople sell. So anyway, 44 years in business in Las Vegas. We have clients all over the city. We do loyalty marketing for the casinos.
And you know, like I did a job for one of the casinos downtown, and you know, it was $30,000. It was a great margin and everything. And they were changing their accounting system, so it was like, you know, 45 days. I had all that money tied up, you know. So, though, and I don't want to go to, I have never, ever in my life factored. So I really don't want to do that. I understand factoring's changed over the years. It's not as intrusive and everything as it used to be. But, and I wasn't sure that that's what you were talking about either. If you were talking about a factoring program or...
No, we don't really factor here. We had a program for a while, for a few years, because of, you know, we work with business owners across the country from $500,000 a year to $10 million a year, $12 million a year in revenues. And some live by it. And, you know, I haven't factored in 2 years probably for anyone. You know, on paper... It can look good. It ends up being expensive, and it can just cause a headache with, you know, you can only use receivables up to so many days. So we don't do that. What we do really is this. Our working capital line of credit is this. You do $5 million a year, and we're going to approve you for about 10 to 15% of that. Okay, so whether it's, let's just, we'll go 10%, we'll just keep the numbers even. So we get a preview for $500,000. Now, if you really just needed 225 now, you could take the 225 now, and that would be termed, right? That would be on a term loan up to 3 years. And then you'd have access to the other 275 down the road, assuming that payments were made on time for the original 225. Now you'd have access in a couple of different ways, either just accessing it and refinancing the first 225 and taking additional capital and rolling it in, or not, you know, or keeping it separate. So it's really up to you, or you could just max it out on the first go if that's what you need. So you know, our whole approach is really, you know, there's either a need or an opportunity, and to just really get to the heart of that and find a solution that fits your business. So, you know, you have 465 on this line of credit. So, you know, I'm guessing the interest rate is probably not too bad, right?
No, it's extremely low. It's like, you know, 3%.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what interest rates are you basing yours on. Do you have or do you base it on after you get our application and review us, or, I mean...
Right, so there's a couple factors. Well, ballpark, I'll tell you what the factors go into it, right? So first off, time in business, which obviously 44 years is unbelievable, right? I never hear that anymore.
We've endured it, you know, and been through the highs, and certainly went through the lows, you know. God.
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you, a lot of printers didn't make it through 08, 09, 2010, and they're still dropping off.
I got a buddy of mine that sells equipment and asset liquidity, and he sells equipment, and... He lives in L.A. His office is, he got a little small showroom facility and warehouse in Southern California, but he travels all over and sells stuff for banks and everything, mostly printing equipment and fork trucks and all that. I am not kidding you. I have not seen such a wave of not Southern California printers closing, not necessarily bankrupt, but just. I guess throwing in the towel, just saying, you know, enough's enough.
Big time.
And,
big time.
And I do believe it has to do with, you know, regulation. You know what's going on with the EPA, and then now they're really got the shotgun to their head with this
15% minimum wage. You know, yeah, it's not going to be here tomorrow. It's not going to be here tomorrow. But, you know, I don't know if this new, you know, this next election is going to maybe put some kind of a brakes. But it ain't going to control each state. You know, the states are California's driving this in California. They're the ones that are pushing it, you know. And, of course, obviously, where are they pushing it? You know, in the Silicon Valleys, where they're making so damn much money that, you know, they, well, who would work for that? Who would work for that? Well, you know. So, yeah. Anyway, you know, we can talk about this. But, that, no, I've seen a wave in probably the last 6-8 months that maybe a year, I haven't seen, you know, I thought it was leveling out.
Yeah.
But he's sending me, and they're not one big one. It was a big mail house out of Sacramento, $80 million a year. Just bam, gone, close your doors. $80 wow. million a year. I don't know all the ramifications of what happened there. But and then the other ones are just, they're small shops, you know, probably doing a couple million, three, 4 or 5 million a year, whatever. And most, looks to me like most of them are just throwing in the towel. Just saying, hey, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what's happening back
here. Maybe selling their commercial building and sell my equipment off, and I'm going to just, you know, get out of the business. So.
Yeah. I mean, all my insight comes from one of my good buddies back east. He's been a printing salesman for 20 years. You know, he used to make $200,000 a year, and now he's making, you know, 75, and the printer he worked for used to do $20 million a year. Now they're doing $7 million a year, and if you're the last one to the bank to cash your check, it's going to bounce, you know? And so it's just, and they're one of the survivors, you know? Nonprofits aren't printing like they used to because they don't have the budgets for it because of the financial crisis and everything like that. So, and, you know, that's back east in D.C. because they used to live off the nonprofits printing. You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's what we look at. We're going to look at your time in business, you know, your business credit, your personal credit. And what we do is we're not going to really monitor this money after we give it to you. We're not going to ask for future financials. So, yeah, they're non-callable loans. I mean, if we were able to give you, you know, up to $500,000 for 3 years, is that a long enough term for you?
Well, yeah, I wasn't planning on terming out $500,000 in 3 years.
Right.
That's a pretty big nut. I would probably, I would probably say that if I was going to term the whole 500 or 475, whatever it is, I'd probably say 5 years.
Right. Okay.
And then I'd probably ask for, you know, if possibility of an additional, a little extra cash for just working capital.
Okay. Well, I mean, as far as, you know, getting slow paid and everything, aside from this line of credit, you have this larger balance on. I mean, what are the immediate needs for the business as far as capital?
Just probably, you know, maybe 150, 200,000 would give us some breathing room on these promotional products and larger orders, and well, that would probably be what we need. And then, you know, the bank that I'm with now will term it for me in 5 years. You know, but basically, that's where we stand with, you know, we started with 150,000 and we went to 250 and then we went to 350 and then we went to 500. And now that the Dodd-Frank and all this shit's kicked in the last couple of years, it's gotten a little bit more aggressive by the bank, you know, and more aggressive and as far as guarantees and stuff. Now they're looking and say, look, you know, we know that all your equipment's worth it, so at the end of the day, we're not your adversary. We're just going to tell you that we don't really want to do a line of credit anymore. We're just going to term it for 5 years.
Okay, Lisa, working with you, I hear horror stories of when it gets like this, and they get aggressive and more aggressive, and then they call it in, and they don't give you 5 years. If you have a great relationship, they give you 6 months, you know? And then if you don't have a great relationship, it gets ugly. So
no, I got I got U.S. Bank looking at it, and, and you know, it's not... We're showing a profit. You know, if we're on track for where I'm at right now, we should show, you know, a couple $100,000 in profit this year.
Nice.
So, you know, my year ends in June. So, you know, I can possibly hold off them even terming it, just because I don't want them to, you know, to term it for three months and then turn around and pay them off and put it with another bank. I would rather just say, look, just extend, you know, give me an extension of another 3-6 months or whatever, and we're going to take this thing out after we get our June closed and we get our current financials to the bank or lending institution we're going to go with. So... You know, I'm not desperate. I didn't call you for that reason. I'm just not familiar. And I just said, you know what? He called out of the blue, and timing can be everything. Maybe you have a product that would work for us.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think this might be the right solution.
Yeah, the only debt I have is to my partner. He's just a financial investor here. And he invested money, and he owns 25% of the company, and we owe him money, but we pay him as we make profit. So I mean, there's no slam dunk, concrete. We do have a note if he dies, okay. Beyond that, you know, and he is a partner in a note partners. A note from a partner is a little different than a secured note with a bank. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, we could probably, like I mentioned, you know, approve you for, you know, about $500,000, and you could take $150,000, $200,000 now, have access to the rest later. But the maximum is probably going to be about 3 years for this unsecured note. Really, you know, we don't have your deposits, and we don't have, you know, a track record or relationship together. And what I can tell you is, you know, with $150,000 or $200,000 or however much, what we do want to do is build a relationship. So you can take it, so you get 3 years, and then halfway through, you always have the option to refinance it. And then we could stretch out the term again, as long as, you know, payments are made on time. So it'd be, you know, 18 months in before you could refinance it. But and in the meantime, you could either take additional capital that you have access to, or not, and wait. And then when you refinance it, take it then if you need it. You know, see what the business needs.
Yeah. So you would so the term portion. So if you got me approved for 500, is what you're saying? Am I correct?
Right. What I'm saying is based on $5 million a year. Right. As long as the cash flow, as long as the cash flow in your business bank account can support the note for it, that's usually where the rule of thumb is about 10%, maybe up to 15% of your gross annual sales, right? And as long as the cash flow is there to support it, so let's say we could approve you for $500,000, and yes, you could take however much that you need now and put that up to a three-year term.
Okay. And then, so you got me approved for $500,000, okay? And then we go to you and we say, okay, we want to take $250,000, and you would take the $250,000 and you'd turn it into a 3-year term. Am I correct?
Exactly.
Okay, then how does the other balance, when I took it, how would that work? Would that be put into another separate term, or would it be added to the additional one How does the other get paid back?
That depends on how far you are into the first term, right? So if we're close enough to halfway through, we would roll it in. So maybe as early as 40%, you know, usually we like to say halfway through to about 50%, we could roll it in, refinance that first term and add the additional capital into there. Right. We can do it as early as 40%. If you were, you know, in the beginning, you know, in the first year, we would add it as a second term.
Okay.
So you'd have a second loan.
Okay. Well, you know, right now I've been just a little bit I got left to pay off just 15,000-18,000, whatever the balance on that is. That's about $4,800 a month. I've been making that because I bought the press when my lease was up. I bought the press, so they financed $250,000, and the payment's about $4,800 a month, and I never missed a payment. Actually, it's automatically deducted on my checking account every month on the 7th or 10th day of the month, and it comes out. Never missed a payment, obviously, and so I'm used to paying $4,800 right now. So. I could certainly do that, but then if I don't have access to the additional, then what do I have to negotiate with the bank here? You know, I'm not paying them off. If I paid them off, that $475 over 3 years is going to be a pretty hefty payment. What's it going to be, about $12,000 a month?
Right. Well, we don't care if you pay them off, is what we're saying. Is we okay. Once we give you this unsecured business loan, you know, how you spend it is up to you, as far as, you know, taking care of the business and doing what you need to do. So obviously, if you have a 465 balance there, you know, I'm not sure. I don't.
Well, what I could do then? Okay, then you would let me ask you this. Okay, if you get me approved for 500, right, or 400, or whatever the number is, then and then I haven't drawn against it, so I go to my bank and I say to them, okay, you know, and they say, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to term it. And I said, well, I can reduce it by a couple $100,000. Then I could use a couple $100,000 of that $500 to reduce it, and then they pick up, then they term out the balance. And the difference between what I took from you, I could use at a later date, is what you're saying, for anything.
Right. You can use any of the money for anything you want at any time.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, if you get approved for 500, you take 250, and if you would like to pay down your line of credit and have them term out the remaining balance, and you'd have the one term loan with us for the 250, and then the remaining balance of the line of credit that you haven't paid off yet of 215, and you have a term loan with them, right, you'd have two loans. And then you'd also still have access to the additional 250 you are approved for with us.
Right. Okay. Well, that doesn't make. But, you know, okay. And then what? I obviously haven't checked this out. So, what is your, you know, average interest rate for an account like ours? That, you know, we are showing a profit. We're doing $5 million, and we 44 years in business. Or is there just a set benchmark you guys have when you do these?
No. No, we're not risk based, so we have all flexibility. Since we're privately held, we have a huge advantage there. How is your business credit? Are you familiar with it at all?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I get calls all the time. You know?
Excellent. And your personal credit is good.
You know, because of the promotional products. Because of the promotional products, I have used my credit cards, personal credit cards, to because they always want a credit card. So the company doesn't have a credit card. They got we've got a small one or something, you know. Mm-hmm. So as far as me, yes, I've had excellent credit my whole life and everything else. When you look at my credit, you're going to see I have a good credit. But at the same time, you're going to see, well, yeah, he owes $25,000 or $30,000 in credit cards. Well, that's because their company used for these purchases for promotional products. And they revolve. We use them. We pay them down $3,000, $4,000, and then they charge again. And, you know, so, I mean, the accounts are active. But, yeah, my credit's going to be fine. I don't see that there's going to be any problem there. It's just going to be, you're going to see that, well, he's got some credit card debt. Why does he have a credit card debt? Because he's in business for himself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, no, of course. No, but as long as everything is, you know, on the up and up. So basically what we would do is for the unsecured note, we would, instead of a traditional APR, we would set more of a cost of funds, you know, cents on the dollar. And, you know, between 10 and 20 cents on the dollar. You know, most of my customers fall right in the middle. So, you know, if we were looking at, you know, 20 cents on the dollar, you know, I guess you could translate that on a 3-year note to somewhere, you know, just under 7%. So we could just go from there on that. So that's a ballpark without knowing anything more about you as far as going through your paperwork. So, in today's, you know, market, it's as close as I think you can come to free money from a bank you don't have a prior relationship with, or it doesn't have your deposits or any secured equipment. So,
I get it. I didn't, you know, that's why I wanted to call you to find out, you know, and I have interest. If you can you send me some information? Send my email.
Yeah, what's the best email for you?
V is in Victor, V Gill, G-I-L-L, at gillsprinting.com.
All right, Victor, I'll go ahead and send that off to you in a few minutes, some information. I'll include what we need for an approval as far as our application. It's pretty straightforward. It's one page. As I mentioned, we analyze the cash flow in your business checking accounts. We look at your bank statements since we're not your depository institution. And just for verification purposes, we do look at a couple things out of your tax return. Are you incorporated?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Are you an S-Corp or a C-Corp?
C-Corp.
Okay. So what we do look at is the Schedule G. You know, to see, are you the 75% owner? And I said the one investor was 25%.
Yeah, 25, and then my sister's got 19, and my I own 52, I believe, 52%, and then Bob owns 25%, and then the difference is my sister and my my niece, which is between my sister and her, that's roughly 23% or 24%. So.
Oh, I got you. Okay, no problem. We should be fine just to work up your ownership. So I'll include those things. It's just the first page of the tax return and the Schedule G, just to show your ownership.
Yeah.
And then just a little bit, I'll put some notes in there about our parameters and what we've discussed. So you have that on file for you. And that way you'll have all my contact on file as well.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay, send her over to me, and then we'll chat.
Sounds great, Victor. It was nice talking to you.
Okay, hey, thanks, Nick. I appreciate it.
You got it.